This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The friendly folks on the DJV program are here at your service, on your side. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay's tending to trending. That's pretty good, huh? Tending to trending. I like that. An inspiration here. We are full of love and inspiration and conversation. We haven't really approached Afghanistan for a bit. So I suppose a quick overview of the helicopters and the troops that are going into Kabul to extract Americans, let's see, 3,300 Americans, 48,000 people altogether since this fiasco started. American Airlines, United, Delta have all sent 777s over to help once they put them on the transport planes and get them out of Kabul and bring them to Air Force bases in Germany and Japan and other places. So they're making, obviously, a priority of getting U.S. citizens out. Does anybody know or has anybody seen how many actually, is there a number of American citizens?
The administration doesn't know. That's what's
they
great.
They don't know.
Is that people have been pressing even for, like, a minimum number of how many people are
trapped
there.
How many Americans? And
it doesn't seem like there's even a hand on that. No one can even confirm a minimum number of American civilians. Like, people are saying 10,000, 15,000, more than that, less than that. No one even knows what is happening. And I think what's really infuriating is that when they've been doing a lot more press conferences, the administration has, not necessarily Biden himself. He's still coming out and talking about COVID, which I think is really the wrong tone. He's kind of missing the message here when you've got a crisis like this. But Jen Psaki was asked, the White House press secretary, about the people who were stranded there. And she took to task the reporter asking that question, saying, there's no one that's stranded there. Well, I'm pretty sure they feel stranded. Huh? You're not left behind, but stranded for now means that you can't get a flight out. Most of these people can't even get into the airport. And, you know, it feels very dismissive when the administration is asked about the effort to get out. When Kamala Harris was asked, she was in Shanghai this week. When she was asked about it, she laughed. She did her typical Kamala response where she laughed about it. When Joe Biden was pressed about it, he went, I don't know about that. You know, it's not funny. I mean, you have videos now surfacing of revenge killings from the Taliban on people who were either Afghanis who were assisting our government and our allies, or you have people who are now being targeted by the Taliban after August 31st. And the administration is saying, well, we still plan to be out by August 31st. And the question is, well, what if everyone hasn't been evacuated yet? And the Taliban said, you can't extend that deadline. Now, Biden's going to have to make a decision, but why in the heck are we allowing the Taliban to tell us when we go?
Right.
Well, why they care? Because they want to be in control. They want us out. They want to embarrass us.
They're way beyond, like, starting to be in control.
Why? We didn't have to be like that.
One of the things, well, it is what it is. And so now the thing that's piling on here is the turmoil caused by having no money. Western Union, MoneyGram, all these people stopping the facilitation of payments, people from outside the country trying to send money into the country, and now they can't do it. The ATMs don't have any cash anymore. You can't buy food. How long can this last without the people there, regardless of how many get killed? They're going to rise up.
And guess who has money? The Taliban has money.
Yeah,
you look online, they have our money, they have our weaponry.
Well, we seized $9.5 billion of their money. So, I mean, they don't have as much money as they would like people to believe they do.
Believe me, the money that I saw in the videos, I'd like to have just a few rows of it.
But meanwhile, the Russians and the Chinese are in there giving them whatever money they need. That is the Taliban, anyway. So, you know, we may not be helping them, but the Russians are sure in there full bore, to try to squeeze even the Chinese out of all the minerals.
Well, and the Chinese are making deals for the minerals. I mean, the Chinese know that to have this part of the world and have America out is a huge benefit to them. Pakistan, right next door, they've got nuclear weapons. Both Russia and China would like to have at it with them. I mean, there's
well, it's not like they need them. They don't need the nuclear.
But they would like to not have Pakistan with nuclear weapons.
But is that new information that China's happy that we're out of there because they want the minerals?
Nah,
I'm just saying because the last four administrations or the last three have been talking about we need to get out, we need to get out. Trump negotiated this deal.
Yeah, but you needed to get
not know that
to get
China
out,
was going to do that.
You needed to maintain the air base. You needed to maintain some sort of control over the Taliban. I mean, this is the problem, is that it was so haphazard, our exit, that this has done nothing but enrich not only terrorists. We've already seen ISIS re-pop up again, Al-Qaeda, who Biden says was not in Afghanistan. His own national security administrator said, yeah, they are, and they are already popping up there within the matter of a week. So the way this was facilitated is the problem, not necessarily, of course, we knew that there were going to be risks. And by the way, a lot of people were willing to take those risks. It's how this was rolled out that is so terrible.
Well, it is. It's a rocky slope, man. This is there's nothing about this that is good for anybody. Just get them out of there and try to isolate them. Much as anything else, I think that's what you do. The states, there are certainly there's more economic stability in the world than what China and Russia present. And so if you just kind of wall off Afghanistan and the people that want to get out and help the people that need to get out, and then just wall them off. Don't give them, just shut them down. You can do that if they have the courage to do it, if the international money people have the courage to shut down whatever activity, monetary, international monetary activity is, you'll see things change there, I think, quickly. But they haven't ever done that before, and one wonders why. Okay. Next. I'm looking at pictures of this new governor of New York. I don't know what to think. Nothing I've read about her impresses me, but that's just me. I don't think she's been able to do anything yet.
So, I mean, New Yorkers are withholding judgment.
To do anything.
How do you know? You don't know anything.
I'm just saying. I'm looking around to try to find somebody, and all that I think of when I see her background and resume is another Kamala Harris, opportunist.
What?
Who doesn't have a lot...
Why would she be another Kamala Harris? I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. If this was a guy, you would not be saying this.
Yes, it is.
The lieutenant governor has to step up when the governor is forced to resign.
But how easy did
how
she
is that
make
an
it for him?
She
just, it seems to me, and my gut tells me, that she was maneuvering behind the scenes to get him out as quickly as could be done because she wanted to run for governor anyway. That's my feeling.
She wasn't going to run against him next year.
I think she was going to run for governor.
I saw stuff.
She was on a polling list anyway. It was Letitia James, Kathy Hochul, Cuomo. I think they came in above him on the polling.
Right.
I don't know I wouldn't call her an opportunist.
Sure.
She's a lieutenant. She's lieutenant
right.
governor. So, I mean, she has to take the job. But I think she probably did have aspirations to be governor, yes.
Hmm. I think that was fairly clear.
But why would you be a lieutenant governor if you don't ever want to be the governor? I don't understand why.
I remember Jane Swift, who was a lieutenant governor, and she had the opportunity to be governor of Massachusetts, and she didn't take it. So that's one time.
Yeah. But the rest of the lieutenant governors, when Chris Christie in my state of New Jersey, when he resigned early, his lieutenant governor, also a woman, had to take over. That's what the point of the lieutenant governor is. I don't know. I just feel like you don't like how she looks, or there's some weird thing behind the scenes
that
here.
That may be how you feel, but that doesn't necessarily make it accurate. What I feel is what I feel, and I'm entitled to my feelings, I'm entitled to my thoughts, and she doesn't do a thing for me. And that's so if I were a voter in New York, I wouldn't vote for her. That's as plain and simple.
She hasn't done anything yet, so I think we need to
just
give her
like,
a chance to do
something.
Just
like if Charlie Baker were to run again in Massachusetts for governor, I wouldn't vote for him. I didn't.
Right, but he had a governorship, right? Didn't he have a term?
Yeah.
Right, so Kathy Hochul has been on the job for 7 hours.
Why are you so defensive about
because it's my adopted state, first of all, and yeah. Kathy Hochul has ran along with Andrew Cuomo for multiple terms, and she has not even had a chance to do anything yet. So to demonize her as an opportunist who with no talent and no skill set, that's very unfair when
I'm
she hasn't even had
her.
The job yet.
I'm basing
sounds
it on
like
my gut feeling. Well, okay, that may be the way it sounds to you, but I'm not. You're
it's
very
different from saying you wouldn't vote for Charlie Baker again because you had 4 years of him as your governor. You saw what he could do.
I would, yeah. I mean, under the circumstances, there's really no way other than what my gut is to trust how I would decide. It's the same as how I decided who to vote for president. That's what most people do. They go by their gut. Like it or not, unfortunately, maybe this is an admission of guilt. We can't know everything about everybody, so sometimes we ought to have more educated voters for sure. But under the circumstances,
but how can you say we need more educated voters when you're now basing this woman has been in office for literally hours, and you're basing your judgment on some? She hasn't even had a chance to do anything.
I'm basing my judgment on my gut feeling. I think.
And your gut feeling is what? So you're supposed to judge a book by its cover? Okay.
No, she's an opportunist.
How is that? So every so you're saying that every
too much.
No, I don't know anything about her. I'm just saying that to be fair and to be logical and reasonable about it is to allow a person
to
actually
do the job. Why do I have to be logical?
Where
does it say I have to be logical?
Because you just made the argument that we need more informed voters. Informed voters are not people who look at a picture and say, "Oh, I don't like my gut. My gut tells me that she's an opportunist."
I happen to read a number of things about her. That make me not impressed.
So what don't you like about her? What have you read about her?
I think that she, fortunately, I would love to answer that question,
but
it's 17 past the hour, and now.
I love fights, and I'm not a part of. Keep going.
It's fairly rare that there is a fight that you aren't a part
without
of.
Without me in it, I know.
Yeah, exactly. Where the heck are you?
Go on.
And forget about Zodiac Magic, the astrology and psychic round that we have. We play this round every week. With astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley. Every single week we take day by day. Laura looks at all of the things that are building through the week that will be good relationship-wise, finance-wise, and that sort of thing. So if you want to have some fun, get ready for work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you can listen to these projections and predictions from astrologer Laura Banks, and then get into the ideas of psychic Mary O'Malley when she, in this particular edition, of Zodiac Magic, she talks about the power of karma. Do you know about your karma and what role it plays in your life? Pretty fascinating things, and more people listening to it every week, finding it at Zodiac Magic, the ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Trending time, eh? 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. All right, so we've talked enough about Ben Affleck and the ring thing, right? We're going to have to go back to that again. The ring thing.
Kind of
like
that. Florida. You get engaged. Oh, my God. People will lose their mind.
Yeah, you know it's coming. All right, so, well, maybe they'll skip the engagement and just get married, right?
That would be a surprise.
They want the cameras. Well, I don't know about him, but, you know, I think she would want the final big to-do wedding. I don't know that she would want to elope.
Really?
Well, she wants big weddings.
One more wedding. How many times have you been married? Three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Florida-Georgia Line, the country act, is canceling all of their fall tour dates. Is this too, it's obviously because of COVID, but is this too much too soon? Do they know?
Some of them are indoors, and it's too bad because live music is just coming back. But Garth Brooks canceled his not all of his tour, but a few dates on his tour, and I think they're just kind of following suit. And you know, they're coming to town. It's interesting because they're coming to Los Angeles in an outdoor arena, but you know, not all places on the map are conducive to outdoor shows in the fall. So I'm sure they're paying particular attention to the ones that they're going to have to play indoors, and probably thinking that there's going to be more cancellations. I mean, there's a lot of chance that there'll be venues that'll be shut down anyway. So
I feel like by mid-October, and they said that they're hopeful that they'll be able to still get out before the end of the fall, but I feel like by mid-October, we're going to have a much better idea of what we're looking at with Delta, because kids aren't back in school yet. That's going to be a huge spreader, probably. So I think mid-October we'll be able to actually know if Thanksgiving is going to happen again and Christmas and all of that. But, yeah, it's a lot of the acts are just figuring they're just going to bail now and then reschedule.
Mm-hmm. All right, Reba, I'm guessing as in Reba McEntire, is having...
Is there another? Reba is another a singular name. Reba is Reba.
Reba. Okay, so
like Prince and Madonna.
Why is she, what's going on with Ted Lasso? I told you I saw a couple of episodes of Ted Lasso on the plane, right?
Yeah,
and
it's cute. It's a good show.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I love it. Yeah. So season two is halfway through right now. And in the most recent episode, the character Roy Kent, who is the very gruff former player, he's now retired, he goes back to his old stadium at Richmond, and at the one of the final, it's like within the last minute of the episode, he goes up to the window where his tickets are waiting for him, and he keeps tickets for himself there under the name Reba McEntire. And so Reba is a fan of the show, and Reba said she jumped out of her seat when she saw her name mentioned on Ted Lasso, and so she tweeted at Ted Lasso, and it was like this whole back and forth thing, and it was really, really cute. And then Ted Lasso's official account tweeted back at Reba and said, "Buy me a dancing dress and call me fancy. You're welcome at the dog track anytime, Reba. We'll leave your tickets under the name Roy Kent." And then she went back and said, had another line about, some play on the lyrics of Fancy. And so it was very cute. And then she told, she was interacting with a lot of fans who were surprised that she was a fan of Ted Lasso. And she said she wants to do a cameo on the show. So that could happen in the next season.
Yeah.
She's done TV before. Oh, yeah.
Behind the scenes, the ladies have been talking about women that I should date or would be interested in and trying to figure out my profile.
No, we're talking about women that you just judge by their looks.
Well, but there's
not exactly you should date.
But you did say that Jennifer Coolidge was my type. I think you did say
appears
that.
Appears to be.
Yes. And I would say by looking at some of the pictures of her and remembering her from being in that show that's... What is the name? Why do they call it... what's the name of it again? I'm trying to remember.
The White Lotus?
The White Lotus. Why do they call it that? Isn't Lotus
a
flower?
It's the name of the hotel. Yeah, it's the name of the hotel that they're all, that it takes place at.
It's a rather confusing storyline, though, isn't it?
No. I just finished it yesterday. No. No, you have to watch it. It's not confusing. It's just three or four families at the same hotel.
Yeah, and they don't seem to... Well, it is kind of strange. But, she'd be okay.
Strange, yes. Confusing, no.
The woman who plays the owner of the team in Lasso, somebody else that, just for your information, I'd probably be interested in. All right, 28 past the hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Okay, so if you're like me and still doing your back-to-school shopping, one word, Kohl's. Right now they have the best deals on the brands my kids love. I got my son Converse sneakers for $60, 25% off Vans tees for my daughter, and 25% off Nike gear for both of them. Oh, but the best part, I got an extra 20% off and Kohl's cash too. So I may just have to go back and get a little something for myself. Flex style, Vans, Converse, and Nike coupons do not apply. 20% offer ends August 29. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, once.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the open border policy of the Biden administration threatens America's sovereignty,
The Supreme Court of the United States stepped in Tuesday, demanding the Biden administration reinstate President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The court voted 6-3 to reject Biden's desire to block reinstatement. Democrats criticized the MPP program, in which migrants were often forced to live in dangerous conditions south of the Mexico border. President Biden said Tuesday that over 70,000 people had been evacuated since the airlifts began on August 14th and that the United States and its allies were on pace to pull out of Afghanistan by the deadline. It should be noted a number of Americans remain behind Taliban lines and could become hostages if not extracted by the 31 August deadline. The House of Representatives voted Tuesday to advance key parts of President Biden's multi-trillion dollar social spending agenda. It was a partisan vote, 220 to 212, USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Americans wait and see if our brothers and sisters can be rescued from Afghanistan, the women of Afghanistan have already lost. Former Inside Edition producer Laura Trump on Fox News says all Americans should be appalled by America's lackadaisical leadership.
Yeah, it is absolutely devastating, and it's thanks to Joe Biden and the Biden administration that every woman and girl in Afghanistan has just lost their fundamental basic human rights. We are talking about girls as young as 9 years old being subjected to arranged marriages. We are talking about brutality, torture, rape, and if they don't fully comply with what the Taliban want, then they're just simply killed. We've already seen it happen. And look, I don't know who needs to hear this. Perhaps it is our federal government and the Biden administration, but the Taliban is a barbaric terrorist organization. The fact that we are in any way, shape, or form considering legitimizing them at all, especially as the government of a country, is mind-boggling to me. I had incredibly low expectations as to how Joe Biden would be as president of the United States. He has surpassed even my lowest expectation at this point. Every American should be shocked and shaken to our core by what we have seen happen under Joe Biden in such a short amount of time. God bless all of those people in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At the hour now on today's DJV program. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Jay is on the mend, not speaking well. She's handy by, but she's just not able to get on the microphone. So here we go. Leave it to, let's see if I can have another argument. Jennifer, let you and I have an argument, because I've had my argument today with Victoria. You want to argue about something? What do we have that we can argue about? It might be cool. Something that has to do with COVID, wearing a mask. You know, I'm going to actually, this is something that surprised me in reality. It's a fact. The plastic barrier COVID masks, do you call them a mask, maybe a shield?
No, just a plastic barrier.
A shield. Right.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, not the face shield. No. These are the plastic barriers, the large ones that separate tables.
You mean, or the restaurant? Yeah, okay.
Yes. Or like if you go into a store and they have them up, and so the clerk is on one side of it and you're on the other.
Yeah. So they don't do any good at all, basically.
No, they're actually more harmful than not.
How so?
Because what they do is, if someone sneezes or coughs, those droplets are larger, and so the barriers will catch those. But the aerosols of COVID are so small that instead of actually helping prevent COVID from spreading, what it does is it traps COVID in between those barriers. So if you go to a nail salon, which I've only been to one in the last 18 months, and they have the barriers up and everything, and all it does is just trap COVID in a smaller space, and that they say within 5 minutes instead of the normal 20. You know, normally it takes about 20 minutes if you're walking around a grocery store and COVID is flying around. You have about 20 minutes of exposure time before you could get it. If you're behind these plastic barriers where it gets trapped, it actually, they said in 5 minutes COVID can spread.
Really?
So, yeah, this is I don't know why this didn't make, I mean, I know that there's so much going on right now with Afghanistan and everything, but this is a really serious thing, and a lot of people are getting a false sense of security when they see these plastic barriers at restaurants, and it's just, it's making it worse.
Well, I don't know, I see
and offices,
all
they've
kinds
done,
of people.
They've done, well, they've had one other thing, a lot of offices are putting these plastic barriers in between their workers to get people back into the office, and they've done studies before COVID on cubicle walls, you know, like the kind that, you know, go up above a person, around, you know, above a person's head when they're sitting at their desk. Well, they found that way before COVID was an issue, that the flu, the regular, everyday, run-of-the-mill flu, was getting trapped in those cubicles and making it spread faster. So this is, we just know, I mean, this is just sort of like aerodynamics, I guess. I don't know. It's very weird that people are using all these things, these shields, and thinking that it's safe for work.
Well, it's psychological. It's psychological. Yeah. If you make you feel good, that's it. Yeah, that's all it is.
I mean, it might help prevent the common cold. You know, if you're sneezing or coughing, it'll catch those droplets and prevent other people from experiencing them. But when it comes to COVID, it's worse.
Does this make you feel better about the whole situation? The number of jobless claims has hit, and at least during the pandemic era, a low. The numbers for last week, 348,000. That's the lowest it's been since basically the whole thing started. The claims have gone down four straight weeks. So what does that say about the people?
Well, that there's also just a lot of people out of work. I mean, there's a story out today about the 9 worst unemployment rates in the country, and most of these, I think almost all, are in blue states where a lot of those extra incentives were handed out for keeping people out of work. Nevada's at the top of the list, followed by California, New Mexico, New York, Connecticut, Hawaii, New Jersey, Illinois, D.C., and then Alaska is the lone red state that's on the list of the top 10. And so I think a lot of people are realizing that those incentives didn't necessarily help people at all. I kind of helped empower them.
They certainly aren't helping businesses these days, because nobody can find anybody to go to work. It's a pretty disgusting, actually.
I'm in New Jersey, and I used to see all the, you know, every storefront had a help wanted sign. I'm seeing fewer of those. There are still help wanted signs up, depending on, like, you know, at 7-Eleven there's one, and a couple of restaurants have them up. But I think
not on American farms. Man, American farms are really hurting for people to go to work there.
Well, part of the problem with the farms, too, are the visas for farm workers that have been stalled because of COVID.
Yeah. But part of the other problem is that Americans are too damn lazy and don't want to work and do the physical stuff.
But to be honest, Doug, most Americans, like, run-of-the-mill, most Americans, and we saw in the most recent census that came out that, like, what, 80-something percent of the population lives in urban areas now? Most people wouldn't even know how to pick up a shovel, to be honest.
Well,
like, if you told me I had to go and work on a farm tomorrow, I'd be like, where do I start? Right? I mean, Jen, would you know what to do on a farm? I mean, I know you have farmers in your family. You'd be probably ahead of the game, but most Americans can't just switch to a farming
career.
I want
to, when you come visit me.
I know it starts with a milker. We got to put her to work. I know. You have to video it, though.
Victoria how to milk a cow.
I didn't volunteer. I'm just making a point.
I'm going to teach Victoria how to drive a tractor.
Yeah,
I'm going to
get pictures.
Lewis will have a wonderful time getting pictures of all of that sort of thing.
I can drive a tractor. That's cool. Yeah. But, like, look, I've mucked stalls. I grew up with horses. But other than that, I wouldn't know anything about planting or being, you know, a worker in the farm fields.
Like, you're trainable, though. You're intelligent, so you can be trained. It's okay. I'll take care of it.
That's a lot of hard work. What would you pay an hour?
To you?
Well, no, just in general. Because I'm saying, like, if I'm a person looking
for
work,
people on
if
the farm
I can make, what, 15
bucks an hour? Yeah,
so $15 an hour, and you know where else I can make $15 an hour? I could scoop ice cream.
You can scoop ice cream here. We have ice cream to scoop.
Which is, by the way, the argument against the minimum wage. You just made it, actually. Yeah. That's the argument against having a minimum wage.
But if farmers
instead
aren't
allowing
pay more to their farm
but
workers.
Instead of allowing the system or the job to dictate, you just have the government dictating what's appropriate.
Yeah, that's bad. That's
no,
bad.
I still believe in a living wage. I will never not believe in that. I'm just saying businesses like ice cream stores, and we've talked about this a lot, you know, and restaurants, they're adding in more incentives because they know they can get better workers. And as a result, there's a lot less turnover that's happening. So it's just, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, farmers are in a really tough predicament. They don't have the money necessarily to pay more. But, you know,
because
you get what you pay for with labor.
Putting the small family farmer out of business. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Big ag, big. Like that moron Sonny Perdue said, if you're not big, get out.
Right.
So as long as we're into
the
discussion.
Big ag, though, is owned by Big Pharma. Don't forget.
Yep, that's right.
It's all part of
same
the conversation.
Same thing.
It's
all like
we're
a
talking
circle.
About vaccines.
Round and round and round.
Feeding and all of that stuff.
Right. I agree with you there. Okay. So the FDA is in the cow and horse business, apparently. Or they're warning you not to, you are not a cow, you are not a horse, so you should not be taking the horse dewormer if you are trying to protect yourself to not get COVID-19. It's called ivermectin, and we do use it on our cows. It's
usually, we use it on horses, too.
Yeah, it's a deworming. We use it on all the cows, the calves. We pour it on their back. It's a purple liquid. And apparently somebody, some moron someplace in Mississippi.
A lot of them in Mississippi.
You can't throw all the morons out the window. So it is a moronic thing to do to go to the pet store or the feed store to buy your medication, except for the fact, full disclosure, I've used horse liniment on myself, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
Bag
fantastic.
Bomb is great. Oh, yeah, that
absolutely.
Stuff's good.
So I use
over
my neck and shoulders.
This is not something that...
Horse
that
I would not ingest. But what the FDA has done is they've poo-pooed the people who are being given ivermectin.
Well,
doctors as an official treatment for COVID.
I don't know the problem, though.
It came from, this really gets traced back to one big study that was very flawed. It never even got published. It was in the preprint, and a lot of people ran with it. And a lot of Fox News hosts have been saying for months, ivermectin cures COVID.
Yes, because it's
been working. It doesn't.
But Dr. Drew and many doctors like him took ivermectin themselves when they had COVID. They prescribe it to their patients. It's a useful therapeutic. The fact is that people who are in
parasites
and
humans
who are in the big pharma business do not want you to think about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin because it is too cheap.
Yeah.
And that is that's the problem that we cannot fall into.
Ivermectin
is
inexpensive.
That works for you.
But
you should use it. And by the way, you should try it if your doctor gives it to you.
Yeah,
if you
use it
don't have a parasite, I would not recommend taking ivermectin.
But now that
a lot
somebody
of our
has suggested it,
that too.
I have a lot of it on the farm.
Crazy.
We use it to deworm the cows. I'm
right, but the reason that
put on
okay,
your skin.
Don't, Doug. That's ridiculous. The reason that the story is happening right now is because the Mississippi State Poison Control has said 70% of their calls to the poison control recently have been because people are taking ivermectin. They don't know anything about dosing. They're taking
too much.
All done.
But even still, it's not. It's an anti-parasitic medicine. It's not for COVID. It does not do anything for your lungs and the aerosols. That's the foundation of the virus. It just doesn't do it.
But there are some doctors who would disagree with you. I mean, there's some doctors who would say that.
You know, a lot of doctors would say it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, look, you might. I know. I mean, I trust what Dr. Drew's probably the most famous doctor I could name to. You're not going to know the other doctors that I've talked to. But Dr. Drew talks about ivermectin all the time. And when he does, he's pulled off YouTube. Now, why is that? Why would they want to pull you off of YouTube for talking about ivermectin?
Who controls
Why would they want to pull you off of anywhere?
The reason why, Jen, is because stupid people in Mississippi take what Dr. Drew and what other doctors have said about it, and they end up ending up in the hospital with
it. Go go and get a prescription from your doctor and your doctor is treating you and it's useful to help eliminate some of your symptoms of COVID, it's not going to cure it.
Those are not the
might
people
alleviate
who are calling
your
poison control.
It's
probably not.
I get it. There was a lady who fed her husband aquarium cleaner because she wanted the chloroquine in it because of hydroxychloroquine. There are stupid people. That's one statement. But for the FDA to come out and say that it's the fear-mongering
it's not
that went on.
For the treatment of COVID.
That's right. Because
so, yeah, well, see, ladies and gentlemen, we have equal opportunity here.
I'm
but Victoria is on both of the arguments. The argument with me in the last half hour, the argument with Jennifer this half hour. And so, Jennifer, thank you. It's nice to have you back involved in the arguments. It's good. 45 past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell, speaking of arguments, to vaccinate or not to vaccinate, that is the question. On the current podcast, the Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Jack, he offers his recommendations for those of you who don't want to have the vaccine. What are you doing? Because he's really a strong believer in things like, well, pregnant women. I was talking to my son and daughter-in-law last night, and she's vaccinated. She was told yesterday by the doctor that the baby is the size of a bunch of bananas. And he's kicking, and apparently he's quite active. Yeah, he's getting big. Yeah, he is. Anyway, so Jack says you need to inform yourself about the things that can be used to keep your blood healthy, to keep all of the things in your body working, probably the immune system, etc. But he does have interesting and thoughtful recommendations for people who don't want to get vaccinated. So you can check that out in the podcast that we have at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
The TV notes here on the DJV program. Is it Mayim Bialik? Is that how she pronounces her name? Mayim.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She's going to be the new host, at least for a while, of Jeopardy until they find somebody else to take Mike Richards' place. Yeah. What a mess. My God.
I wonder if they're going to bring Alex Trebek's suggestions and just bring him in. Like the guy who does color commentary for the Kings. I mean, he made a joke with Betty White, but why don't they do that and see?
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, HBO Succession.
I wonder if they're
going to
bring back the same people, though. That's what I
don't know.
Like
round
or another round. Yeah.
All right, Brian Cox has really done something. This may be the apex of his career, that and the McDonald's commercials that he's doing at the moment. I've tried to follow this, and I can't. I don't know because is it too serious?
Succession on HBO?
Yeah. I was interested because I like Brian Cox.
The TV shows?
I know. Why? It's not confusing.
It's because you're watching him in the middle. You got to start.
He doesn't pay attention.
I'm looking for you know, some of the people who are on there that are interesting to look at. You know, it's 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Welcome Uri Geller, who has a brand new book on the market. He's so prolific. He wrote a book recently on how to douse using your intuition. It's always about how you use what you have to be better off. Now, the latest one is entitled Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All. Release Your Psi Force for Health, Wealth, Success, and Peace of Mind. How would you best describe it? You're the one who wrote it, so describe it for us, please.
This is my, I think, 18th book.
Yep.
And because I'm not trying to show off here, but because I'm so well known around the world, usually most of my books are translated into many, many different languages.
Right.
But this one is a kind of a fun and super practical guide to developing your psychic powers and using them to achieve success and fulfillment in life. I'm offering tips and secrets from the world's most amazing person, and that's Uri Geller.
Wow.
But anyhow,
I've always, one of the things I've loved about you over the years is that you are so unabashedly good at promoting yourself. And after all, doesn't that make us successful? If you promote or understand yourself, love yourself, if you will, it's different than being an egotist. I think there's a distinct definitive difference between someone who is an unabashed egotist, a narcissist, if you will, and someone like you who has a gift and tells people about the gift, helps people to find things. Frankly, it probably is disturbing for some people who don't like to see you give away your secrets. Because that's sort of, aren't you worried about giving away your secrets? Isn't that the source of, you just said a few minutes ago, people all around the world know you. Isn't that because of the exclusive sort of powers that you have demonstrated over the decades?
No, I'm not concerned about giving away my secret at my age, Doc. Come on. You know how old you are and me.
You and I, same age.
I want to share my secrets. Uh-huh. You know, I want everyone to be successful and have a great life and be healthy and so forth. And I think through my books, we probably get to millions of people around the world. I do change lives in a way. You know, I'm not a guru, and I'm not a prophet, and I'm not a miracle worker. I'm also not a healer, but I am in a position where, in a way, because I have certain abilities, the power of the mind, which amazed and stunned the world, puts me in the driving seat, which allows me to dwell and go into motivation, inspiration, positivity, and that's what I do. And I honestly get not hundreds, thousands of emails every year from people who have read my books and say to me, "Uri, you changed my life." Mm-hmm. I also stop people from smoking, and I get nonstop notices from people who say, "Uri, wow, you influence me. I stopped smoking." And that's, this is astonishing.
It's a practical side of using your psychic power. That's a practical gift. It's like making watches run. It's like a lot of the washing machine, whatever that is. That's a practical side. But this is more, this has value. Not that fixing a watch doesn't have value. But when you get somebody to stop doing things that are bad for themselves, you know, it's very interesting. I was talking to an astrologer about things like using astrology to stop smoking. It's like we were once again on our symbiotic path. And so this is a great time, the end of the month of August, to quit smoking. Don't ask me why. It's something about the way the stars are in the heavens.
Yeah.
And so put that together with what you suggest in the book, Use Your Psychic Powers to Have It All. It's amazing. It's timing and knowledge, really. That's what you're giving us.
Yeah, just last words, that this is really a guide to releasing your psi force and using it for, you know, whatever purpose you want. Your psi force will help you excel in sport, outsmart your boss, win at games, make friends, attract a lover, overcome illness and depression. You know, you basically... you're going to change and for the better. So get my book, read it. Part of it I donate to sick children, so it's a good cause. Thanks God I don't have to make a living out of it.
Yep. All right. So it's 224 pages of help. That's really what it is. Fascinating information about a fascinating human being. Use your psychic powers to have it all. I'm sure this is not the last time we're going to talk about it. You can order it on Amazon or at urigeller.com. Uri Geller here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.